Last year, I walked the Camino de Santiago from Saint Jean-Pied-de-Port in France to Santiago de Compostela in Spain, 490 miles. The trip took me 33 days to complete. I began the walk on April 27th and finished on May 28. The walk was the experience of a lifetime which will live in my memory as long as I have memory living in me. There were many reasons I undertook to walk the Camino, many of which are too personal to name here, but one reason I will share is I felt a month-long walk along a path traveled by throngs of pilgrims over the course of centuries would put me in touch with the legacy of faith and witness which could speak to me in ways beyond words. And that was exactly what happened. Even though I kept a daily journal and took hundreds of photos, the experience was so much more than the sum of its parts. The Camino changed my life. Even if my daily life after I returned home continued to look much the same. In just a few days, every day will be a memory for me of where I was a year ago. And for the remainder of April 2020 and all of the month of May, while I'm remembering the journey of a lifetime, I will be living a different sort of journey. A journey that involves mostly staying inside, limiting travel and social interaction, keeping watch on the latest information about a pandemic that is changing our world and how we experience that world in ways we can't even begin to know right now. Here in Wisconsin, we are entering the sixth week of sheltering in place in an attempt to mitigate some of the catastrophic effects of COVID-19. At the same time, my diocesan bishop has issued a pastoral directive that there is to be no public worship in our church buildings through Sunday, May 31st. So I've got an entire month of going nowhere in particular to look forward to. So with memories of my grand adventure of my Camino still living large in my heart, and with my natural restlessness hemmed in by social distancing, I wondered what it would be like to spend this time keeping another sort of journal. What can a pilgrim learn by sitting still? That's what these little meditations, which will appear on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, will be all about. And since learning about technology as a means of fostering communication is all the rage these days, I'm going to experiment here with several platforms and content delivery systems. I'm also going to experiment with brevity, as my goal will be to keep each entry at 4 minutes or less. Thanks for joining me on the journey. I'll see you Wednesday for the first official entry of what I'm calling my Back Porch Pilgrimage.